Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome, everybody. Chuck Bonnywell and Julie Hayden. This is our 15th marriage.
Not 15th marriage, 15th anniversary.
15th marriage. 15th marriage for Julie. Not quite that many. But what's so good about our intro is little Rev, who now stands way to, I mean, she dominates poor Julie.
He's like, he's, yeah.
He's going to 5'11", just dominates her. And so now he's going after me. And so it's just great. Chuck and Julie Show, grassroots show, true straight up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Lots to talk about today with the Trump assassination and what's actually going, assassination attempt, I should say, and what's going on there. But wanted to start out with something
shocking.
Shocking that you will not hear in the Anschutz Media Industrial Complex. No. You will not hear but from the rhinos or the establishment because the Democrats, because it makes them look bad and they hate that. But in the ongoing civil war in the Colorado GOP between the fake GOP meeting and officers and the real GOP
and their supporters.
And their supporters as Dave Williams, Anna Ferguson, Hope Shuppelman. There have been a flurry of court filings this week. And particularly interesting is that the corruption that it reveals.
Well, I have to go back. So,
well, wait, let me just say,
let me kind of give it. So they sued in El Paso County against Dave, Hope and Anna, saying that they owe damages for those people pretending they are the officers of the party, and that that's a breach of their contract, and they must.
The fake people did. Eli Bremmer. Yes, the fake people sued the real people,
and saying you're not real people, and we want money because you're pretending to be the officers of the Republican Party, and they sued it on behalf of the Republican Party, saying we're the Republican Party.
Meanwhile, because that you're kind of getting into that's, oh, no, that's and let me give them the headline. It is because there are two suits, but the bottom line thing is what's been revealed in some of these court filings is accusations filed by the real Colorado Republican Party against the former leadership at KBB et al. And their attorney Chris Murray, accusing Chris Murray of gross financial malfeasance, ethical violations, legal violations, and saying he should be thrown off, he should be disqualified from representing anybody. And Chris Murray is freaking out, and the other side is freaking out about that. So we're going to kind of go through the receipts on that.
Technically, the Republican Party, the real Republican Party, hasn't filed an answer in that case. So it has taken no position regarding the underlying bullshit claims, but it hasn't taken any of those. We are filing what's called preliminary motions. We're filing motions to dismiss. They are filing motions to strike. But the real meat of the thing has become in these preliminary motions is Charles O. Murray.
Chris Murray.
Not what Charles. Christopher Chris Murray. Christopher O. Murray. I'm Charles. Too much of a compliment to him. Christopher O. Murray represent the Republican Party when he's suing the Republican Party. Well, we'll find out if he can or not.
The law says he can't. It's too rigid. That's a rigid. But let me get into the malfeasance
doesn't matter what I think. You see, you got a perfect explanation. So there's been no answer. Don't listen to that crap.
So one of the things that they talk about is keep in mind, all of this is about power and money. And one of the ways they control, they being the rhinos, control power and money is by controlling who runs for office and who gets elected to office. They hate the opt-out lawsuit. They hate the effort led by Chuck and Ben Nicholas and Peg Cage. They hate the fact that Dave and the grassroots leadership of the Colorado Republican Party support closing the primary so that you have to be a Republican to vote in the Republican primary.
They want the unaffiliated
primary.
Democrats to say.
They want that because that makes sure
that's
that their
they're
candidate,
the Uniparty.
That's them, exactly. They're the Uniparty. So back in, what was it, 2021? And originally, a while ago, the Colorado Republican Party Central Committee voted unanimously.
Central Committee is all the members are elected. You get become a PCP, and then you go to meetings, and you don't have to be a PCP. You run for being a bonus member or something else, and that's
these are the elected officials. Yeah,
they're elected. You don't have to be elected any, but this is you become the Colorado Central Committee. It's about 414 people right now, and they are like the shareholders of the company.
And they essentially voted unanimously to support the opt-out lawsuit, to support a lawsuit to say that Colorado's Republican Party has the right to close its primary to you have to be a registered Republican. Again, the establishment rhinos hate that because it infringes on their power and their control.
And they voted for it. Their section of it voted for it only so they could control it. Because they want to kill it.
But they voted unanimously to do it. As part of, so keep in mind, KBB, the then leader of the Republican Party, hated this idea because she's a rhino establishment. So she is trying to squash it, but you can't because it's got overwhelming support. So Chris Murray, who is the Colorado Republican, not KBB's lawyer, but the Colorado Republican.
Well, that's a little question about whether she is their lawyer.
Colorado Republican Party's lawyer says, I know, I'll send a letter to the FEC and ask them for some advice on how to proceed on that. And
whether they can fund it. Where they can raise money for it.
Right. And so he pretends what was revealed in the court documents today for more than a year.
What is alleged?
It's alleged that he basically, because he sided with KBB, he didn't want to lose power and money. He pretended basically that he had sent a legitimate letter to the FEC when he did not.
And they just kicked it right back to him.
He sent a defective letter that they sent back. He didn't tell anyone that. Well, I think I'm assuming he probably told KBB. Might well have been aware of it. And all the time, everybody is saying to him, hey, what happened with that? And he goes, hey, the FEC, I can't help it.
We're proceeding ahead full bore.
They just won't
answer. We can't do anything. We can't raise any money. Therefore, we can't go forward, but not to worry.
That's right. So, but not,
we Brownstein are right on the team.
And he kept saying that and kept saying that. And then it became revealed after the new leadership took power that he had never done any of the above until the day before Dave Williams was elected, when it was too late. So all this time, he, while being instructed by the Colorado Republican Party, who he ethically represents and has a duty, a legal, ethical
fiduciary duty
to do what they tell him to do, was deliberately not doing
and
what they
doing
told
whatever
him to
KBB
do. And,
told him.
Exactly. And allegedly lying about it. So that's number
allegedly.
One. That's number one that he did. The other thing that we found out, and we've talked about this before on the show, is that when the new leadership, Dave Williams, took over, they discovered that there was no money. There was a $100,000 discrepancy between what KBB and Chris Murray and all of those guys were saying the party had and the FEC filings.
Much more than that, because there were bills from Christopher
Murray.
O. Murray.
Right.
It didn't have any cash, but it had a lot of debt. And they represented that they had earned $250,000 just waiting for whoever got elected. They had bookings they'd given out in the
legal fees,
legal fees, and in false filings. There was actually El Zippo,
right?
And therefore, they could say that Dave Williams and the grassroots had bankrupted the party because it was now bankrupt. While the day before, it was at $250,000 in cash and other things.
But what they're alleging is that Chris Murray, for years, was going ahead and okaying or reviewing, because it was part of his job as the Colorado Republican Party attorney, these FEC filings that were representing it that the party had roughly $100,000 more than it did. That's financial malfeasance, and that he knew that, right? And then the other thing they're talking about is that, like what you said, he can't simultaneously claim to be suing the Republican Party while he's claiming to represent the Republican Party. You just can't do that. So some of the stuff it
He
talked
says he
about,
can.
yeah, some of the stuff it talks about in the lawsuit. First, he intentionally, these are the filings, okay? These are allegations. He
These are
intentionally,
court filings, and therefore we're
public record.
allowed to report on them without fear
Exactly.
of defamation because these are official
Court
reportings.
documents.
These are pleadings.
That's right. Firstly, Chris Murray intentionally delayed drafting and sending a request for an advisory opinion to the Federal Elections Commission because he personally disagreed with the substance of the request. And then he, didn't do anything about it and lied to everybody. Secondly, he approved the submission of monthly financial disclosures to the FEC, which grossly overstated and willfully misrepresented the party's cash on hand by more than $100,000. Another thing, he employed his law license to thwart the efforts of the client, the Colorado Republican Party Central Committee, when the majority no longer aligned with his personal political beliefs. So the bottom line here, and this is why he is now representing these allegations accuse him of, why he's now trying to represent the new establishment fake GOP party. It says because he maintains a personal financial interest in reestablishing the power and influence of the minority faction of the Colorado Republican Central Committee to their former position. That personal financial interest is predicated on the fact that the minority would reinstitute him as the general counsel, and he uses the current litigation to get his job back, not to advance the interests of the party. In fact, his actions as an attorney are in direct conflict with the interests of the duly elected leadership of the client, which is why they fired him in the first place.
Yes.
So, I mean,
And
it's
I'm on the executive committee, and the executive committee said, no, we're not going to have Chris Murray. And the fact that they, in their fake meeting, purported to elect Murray, not Murray, Eli Bremer, and two other people, that's not the whole party. That's just officers. The executive committee is like the board of directors, and some of them are elected by the people. So they can't just say, well, I'm president now, so I can avoid. Or chairman, I can avoid the executive committee. No, they may control some offices, but that's not the whole Republican Party, although they want to make it as such.
And in the, it also in these pleadings and in the filings, it talks about that Chris Murray, like every other day, practically raised his legal fees, right? He was representing at KBB's request, her, KBB, and the GOP when Vicky Tonkin sued over yet another fake Republican party. And
Fake
initially,
Republicans, who
initially,
Eli Bremer was the lead of.
same group of players. Initially, Chris Murray was, he was billing, he was getting, okay, he, get this, he was getting a $5,000 month retainer, right, just for doing nothing, regardless of
No,
whatever
that's not
happened.
true.
Well, it says regardless of the hours billed or the work
Yes,
done.
yes.
In addition, he was getting paid $750 an hour whenever he actually did do some work, right?
No, that's the.
Okay,
Be
but then,
fair, Julie.
all right, in fairness.
In fairness, the 5,000 was for him to consult with them and be part of meetings and everything
Oh,
else
that's right.
and all that through. That did not include, however, litigation. And so for litigation, he would charge 750 an hour, and they billed an enormous amount on the Tonkin's litigation,
Well,
but clearly not enough because when Dave became chairman, they rebuilt it. And all of a sudden, instead of, 25.
41,000. It was 41,000 under
Right.
KBB. Then Dave becomes chair. They send him a new bill,
New
and now
bill.
it's over 62,000 for a case that
Yay.
was ultimately dismissed by the court as not having any jurisdiction. So I don't know how many hours he could have spent on that.
A lot.
The pleadings basically again accuse Chris Murray of what they call gross financial, ethical, and legal malfeasance, which is not good. If you're a lawyer, you don't like to hear that. And then it outlines some of the, and there's more. I mean, and we'll be, I'm sure there'll be more. We'll talk about this more probably a little bit on Friday, but it's just interesting. And then Chris Murray's response,
Christopher O.
basically,
Murray.
Chris Murray's response was,
Christopher O. Murray.
his response was like, oh, I mean, I just did what I was told. He says when they, and his response is saying that for years, he essentially knowingly allowed false FEC filings to
I
be
knew
filed.
nothing.
He said, I never looked at the books.
The
Right?
books,
It's like,
money,
I just, and then, and their portions are redacted.
large portions now. I see you seem to have some large redactions there.
Right. And
So
I,
this is their reply, right? And their portions redacted, which are apparently, if you had to guess, and we're guessing because we're not allowed to know, that KBB approved it all.
right.
But that has to be hidden,
But he, well, yeah, he's not going to
redacted, because
openly
he didn't want to
throw her under.
disclose attorney-client privilege here of what KBB
He
did.
doesn't want
No.
to throw her under the
What he
bus.
does want to say is, you know, all these claims about malfeasance and ethical problems, you're not allowed to raise it. You don't have standing. That's it. It may be all true, it may not be, but if you don't,
It's
you
interesting.
don't have standing, which is exactly the reason they said, who's calling in here,
Oh,
Julie?
nobody. Yeah, it's the president. No. You know what it is, it's interesting in the Chris Murray reply to these accusations. My read on it is he doesn't deny it. He just
Well,
says, "Hey, I never looked at the books," right?
for
And
some of them, I didn't look at the
and he
books.
doesn't even really address the, well, why did you slow walk and essentially delay while
He
representing to
files a
everybody?
declaration that he's proud for what he's representing, and he's proud of that litigation. He's proud, proud, proud. Whether it's true or not that he did all these stuff, he's proud of it. So when you do something awful, you have to do a declaration that you're proud, very proud of doing all those awful things.
So to kind of circle around back again, keeping in mind always that this is about the rhinos in the establishment trying to keep control and power. This is about their attorney, Chris Murray.
Christopher Ohmert, could you put the full name?
Chris Murray
Christopher Ohmert.
trying to, number one, get his job back, because they've told him, Eli Bremmer said, yeah, you got your job back. And so he can continue billing exorbitantly, $5,000 monthly retainer. Well, it's probably gone up in the past year. Who knows? Inflation under the Biden administration.
He's billing, 800, whatever it
Right.
is.
I mean, and it so he gets his old job back. They get to cover up any kind of exploration of
Pay
these
all the exorbitant
allegations.
bills that the party refused before.
Right, pay the bills that the party is disputing. I mean, it's just almost astonishing. And when you think about it, that's what this is about. Don't be fooled by them trying to say, and the anti establishment media saying, oh, Dave Williams is, you did this and you did that. Dave Williams didn't do anything. This is all their attempt to cover up KBB and company lying to the 400 some members of the state central committee saying, oh, we're on it. We're on that opt-out lawsuit.
And so he is not the attorney for the party at the August 24th meeting, because those guys haven't been elected to be. But notwithstanding him
The
not
fake meeting.
the fake meeting, not being a, he's telling him, no, you don't need a quorum.
Yeah, he's
Quorum?
also at the,
Screw
exactly at
that.
the
Oh
fake
yeah,
meeting.
you can take 2/3 out, because you just have to count the 12 people that are
At
there.
the
That's
fake
fine.
meeting.
So he's advising, apparently. Would appear to be advising the party as to all the
The fake
rules,
party.
the fake party, all the rules, and say, no, you don't have to do that. Who are you representing?
Well, here's
The
the thing.
party? No, because the party, Bremmer hasn't been
Elected.
elected, if you can call it
So what
election.
he's doing is not only
Christopher Ohmert.
he is shown up at this meeting where he's probably someone's paying him, right? Because lawyers typically don't do things for free. So he shows up to the fake meeting. He advises them on how to implement fake rules. And for him, the bottom line in all of that is he can now turn around and say, oh, they now are the party and they hired me back and now voila, I'm getting rich
I
again.
like my advice I gave when I wasn't.
Right. I mean, it's just such a, and meanwhile, we can cover up all of this malfeasance and unethical behavior. It all goes away, right? And I think that the real Republican Party has been, and this I don't know, but I'm guessing, shocked to find out just how, well, again, they're alleging gross financial and ethical malfeasance on the part of an attorney. And you're a lawyer, right? That's bad when people start accusing lawyers of that kind of stuff, right? I mean, you don't
Well,
just
they do
throw that
sometimes.
out.
It's unfair sometimes, but is it unfair in this instance? I mean, my God. I mean, he's really been leading the charge. He's not just some guy out there. Oh,
Right.
hey, you're in trouble.
He's
I've never
directing
seen it.
it.
Yeah.
He's directing it.
He's behind it. He's behind it all.
And then this from Charlene. Sounds like imposters controlled opposition for how long, I wonder. KBB also threw Tina Peters under the bus. Exactly. And then from Johnny Johnson, John Rush is not going to like seeing this news. LOL. Well, here's the thing. You won't hear this anywhere else.
John Rush for reason. Ain't no reason here.
They are. I mean, these are public court filings. We got them, right? These are public court filings. And they're happy to print anything that trashes the real Republican Party, Dave Williams and his leadership team, right? But when it's the fake Republican Party and facts and allegations are brought out, they don't touch those at all, no matter how outrageous the alleged behavior is. And nor is anyone going to call up Chris Murray on their side and say, hey, what about this? And again, his response is ludicrous. His response is he doesn't deny it, right? He doesn't deny it. He just says, I never looked at the books. Well, if he didn't look at the books, I would imagine that's part of his job, too.
Or you don't have standing. You can't say that. You can't say that to me. You don't have standing to say I'm a crook.
Yeah. which shows how weak their case is, right? If the best they could come up with is, again, because they can't deny it, apparently, right?
Well, they vaguely deny it.
And simply in saying that he's proud of it. So it's just interesting. And again, they redact stuff, which is weird in a case like this. Why would you redact this? This is just sort of a GOP civil war dispute. This is not some child sex assault. This is not a family court matter. This isn't a rape case where there's sensitive information that people don't want to get out. This is a civil lawsuit, right? You got to wonder what is in there that they don't want us to see.
I can tell you. I haven't seen their motion to redact, which is, I don't know, under seal or something. Who knows? He's saying, well, if I say KBB said it was okay, she said it to me as part of the attorney-client. So I can't reveal that KBB said it to me. I have to respect the attorney-client privilege that KBB said it to me. And you kind of go, yeah, but it's being challenged. You're free to disclose it as in your own defense. No.
Well, and conveniently.
No. And Bremer thought it was okay. And Bremer thinks it's great.
It conveniently keeps everybody once again from asking KBB any questions, right? No, but she's never addressed the financial scandal that occurred under her watch, right? She doesn't address this. She doesn't, all the while, she's never addressed the fact that she and Chris Murray repeatedly stood up there and said, hey, we're working on that whole opt-out lawsuit. We're working on it. We would do a lot more, but we can't because we haven't heard back from the FEC, all the while knowing that they had never sent the right stuff to the FEC. The FEC didn't respond because they didn't.
Well, they
send
did.
The right
they rejected it and said it's not complete. And then they sat on it for a year. Until the day before they
had to disclose it because Dave was going to find out.
Well, Dave wasn't going to find out. They were hoping that Dave wouldn't be elected.
And they were hoping that no one would notice the date. So it's again, and you may be like, well, this is a little in the weeds, but this is...
If this is under the weeds and everything's in the weeds.
Yeah, this is just, again, gross financial and ethical malfeasance on the part of the Rhino establishment side of the party. Yeah. And what they're doing is they're trying to kick the grassroots out, one, so they can continue to operate this way.
And get Chris Murray a lot of money.
Two, so they can get themselves and Chris Murray a ton of money. And three, so they can cover it up and prevent anybody from asking any more questions. And in the meantime, the Anschutz Industrial Media Complex protects them and says, oh, Dave's a bad
guy.
As
well as Rush for Reason and all the others.
You won't hear this on KNUS. You won't hear Mandy Connell talking about this,
right?
It's kind of like the Kamala thing, right? It's like Kamala. It's like how the Democrats and all the media pretend like Joe Biden just decided to quit, right? And that Kamala,
he now saw the light,
right? And that Kamala has, you know, had nothing to do with any of these policies. It's they're all in on the great pretending, and they hate it when you shine a light on it, and that's why they hate Dave Williams ultimately, right? And that's ultimately why they hate the grassroots because. And this one from Johnny too. If Dave still wants his job in March, we will vote him in again. Yeah. Well, you got to wonder, will Dave just say, I think I'll just like hit myself on the head with a hammer or something like that. This from Jim. Why would anyone want anything to do with the Republican Party in Colorado? Because somebody's got to save us.
Because the other side is Democrat.
Yeah, because the other side, somebody's got to save us. And again, I would... repeat, the conservative treehouse, I think, is always good when it says, I mean, take heart in the fact that they are fighting so hard, and take heart in the fact that their responses are completely ludicrous and weak because they don't have any, right? And take heart in the fact that we have got them to this point, right, where this malfeasance and this unethical stuff has been exposed and is having to be answered to in front of a court. Now, who knows what the judge will do? But in the meantime, these allegations are out there. They haven't, as I keep saying, they didn't really deny it. They just said,
you can't raise that.
Yeah,
you don't have standing.
Yeah, at first they said, I never saw anything. I mean, basically, he can't flat out say, well, I just did what KBB told me to, because then that throws her under the bus.
Well, that's why all those redactions are there. I mean, those redactions are KBB told me it was okay.
Right.
I think it's hard to know because it's redacted. But
otherwise, why are they? And this is not, again, the kind of case where you would be redacting stuff, right? It's like, why would Chris Murray not want to say, if it was legit, well, I just was doing what KBB told me?
Because he wants to protect, he says, attorney-client privilege.
but he
can't exert client privilege. Only the client can. And he's saying, well, Eli says he doesn't care.
Says. So, you know, it's just ludicrous. But again, there is, you know, and, you know, going back to Johnny's point, we will vote Dave in again. You know that, and maybe we'll have Ted Harvey on because he's working hard on this county by county to get grassroots people in voting positions so that we can vote for another grassroots candidate if Dave doesn't want to run somebody else. Because the other side, keep in mind, if they are working hard at this level, they're working, I mean, they're holding fake meetings, they're filing these ludicrous lawsuits, they're exposing themselves to these kind of allegations. If they're working this hard on that level, they too, it's going to be like the Democrats. You know, I mean, it'll be, they're not going to just say, oh, well, we'll have the vote and let the chips fall where they may. Yeah. They're like 400 Central Committee members. There'll be like 800 votes counted, right? It's like, oh, look, Eli wins by 800 votes or something like that. And then they'll immediately pass a motion that say we can't question the election.
Right.
And then they'll throw us in jail if we do.
Yeah.
So that's,
they're the Tina Peters deal on us.
Yeah. So let me, because we can move on, but is it, we'll be keeping up on this. Okay. What else?
Well, it's just amazing that the attorney, former attorney for the party, wants to continue to attack the party under Dave's leadership and claim he gets the best of both worlds. He can attack it or he can say he represents it. I mean, it's both. I am the party and I'm suing the party, and I, on behalf of the party, admit that I am guilty of the things. So pay Eli Bremer and pay me. Because I want to be in
you
there.
Suppose he has. Okay, so he had under KBB, initially, I think it was 4,000 or something like that. Then he immediately raised it to 5,000 monthly, well, shortly thereafter, monthly retainer. So again, that's regardless of hours worked, okay, or anything accomplished. Then he also, we forgot to mention, then he hired his friend. He hired his friend to help, his friend lawyer, to help him be the eyes and ears of the party. It's like, what? What's that about? It'd be like if the party hired you, you charge them $5,000, and then you're like, I need help. And so I'm now going to hire Julie and pay $750 a month.
I don't attend. I have nothing to do with the political stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll hire my co-attorney here, Francesco, to be his eyes and ears at Republican meetings. So he won't be there. And he hired him because he's a, quote, good Republican. And people wouldn't notice him. They go, hey, who is that? That's not Chris Murray.
So he was Chris Murray's spy, is what you're saying.
Yes.
But the party was paying.
And an expensive spy.
An expensive spy that they were paying.
Because he's a good Republican as opposed to Christopher O. Murray, a bad Republican.
No, he's just a lawyer. He has nothing to do with it. So it is.
Yeah,
I wonder. Here's I get come back to where who's paying for all of this? Who's paying for the lawsuit? If Christopher Murray billed $62,000 for the Vicki Tompkins lawsuit, which was involved very little paperwork and was signed out almost immediately, what do you suppose he's billing for this? Because he's probably not working for free, is he? Lawyers don't work for free. So somebody's paying him.
Oh, broke.
Somebody's paying him. So Chris Murray, once again, so he's getting paid win or lose, right? He just gets a bigger paycheck.
He's billed out $50,000, $100,000 already. it's been litigation, litigation, litigation. It's 50 to 100 at least. And it's just,
Well, it's money well spent if he gets to keep his job, if he gets to be reinstated, right?
well, he could
If
say, he could say, I'm just doing this pro bono for the good of the people, pro bono publicus for the good of the public. If I get in, well,
Then I'll, oh, and then I submit my,
yeah,
then I submit my
you
invite.
kind of
Which is
compensation, but
again, one of the other things that the Dave Williams, the Real Republicans, cited in their lawsuit is there's a clear conflict of interest here too. He has a personal stake, a personal financial stake in the outcome of this, right? He is.
which does, a lawyer in a contingency fee has a personal stake in the outcome of the litigation. So that by itself doesn't harm anything, but he's claiming to represent both sides in order to pay himself and others.
Right. Well, and a contingency fee is a little different because there it's left up to a judge or a jury. And this is too, but this is like the lawyer wins if he proves his case. Here, he's trying to get his job back, right? I mean, if he wants his job back, he should file a separate lawsuit himself and say, they shouldn't have fired me, right? I mean,
I can't.
well, I know, but it just seems to me that's kind of a sleazy conflict of interest, right? That he gets his job back and gets to make all of this money again. I mean,
But
5,000.
Eli Bremer's okay with it, so
So
it shouldn't be.
$5,000 a month, that was starting in what? I forget, I wrote it down here. But 5,000 a month times 12 months times how many years? It's like that's a lot of money, really, when you think of it. And that was
Well,
outside of the legal fees that he billed for.
I have to say that there are people who do get retainers and stuff, so that's
I
not bad.
don't.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, well, mine is like, lattes. From Charlene, they can't deny anything. If he's the party, he's suing himself. Exactly, Charlene. And that's what they're claiming. You can't sue yourself on one hand and then on the other hand say, I'm not suing myself. So it's complicated, but again, bottom line.
Not that complicated.
Well, okay. Well, I guess you're right. Yeah, bottom line is that these new court filings have
Are explosive, are
are
just
explosive.
explosive.
Bombshell. No.
But yeah, they are.
Accusations of financial and ethical malfeasance on the part of the attorney who represented the former
And his
leadership.
attorney also, when they had that meeting, said, oh, yeah, you don't, in order to elect Eli Bremer, you don't need to have a quorum. You don't need to
Oh.
have two-thirds. You don't need to have anything because it's vague. Just like everything with this side, we have to look at it in a more nuanced and not rigid.
Now, Richard, from Johnny, it sounds like the Diddy child support money. It's like, yeah, just in and out. All right. Well, so, Bill, okay, anything else you wanted to say on that?
Chris Murray as Diddy.
Yeah, no. switching on, want to talk about the information that's been coming out about Iran and the assassination attempt. So, Grassley has recently revealed FBI documents. That say that Iran has had several, and I guess there's some somewhat real. I guess these aren't. There's some basis for believing
But
that these
you have to
existed
remember,
assassination attempts against
a
Trump.
couple of years ago, and maybe it's long, well, it's during Trump's, so it's more than 4 years ago, Trump ordered the assassination of the head of the Quds Force, Soleimani. And he had it done in Baghdad. And he and Israel were going to do it together. And then Netanyahu said, nah, they're looking to assassinate us. Or said, no, he backed out. So Iran feels perfectly fine with
Well,
assassinating
I guess you
Trump.
can actually blame Iran. They're our enemy, right? It's like the problem is that the Biden-Harris administration is working with them,
Well, of
right?
course they
It's like,
are, because they know if they kill Trump, what is the America going to do? They're going to give a stern warning.
that's
I
right.
promise you, a very
It's
stern,
it's.
with even harder words to come later.
And here's the thing, it's like these, and Trump says, yeah, he was briefed on all of this. Here's what I would say. Number one, does anyone believe anything the FBI says? No. Okay, so number one. Number two, this would be my guess. It's going to go back to like some of the other FISA warrants with Russia and where they make it up and then they use it. You know that they are now using these threats that they've just revealed from Iran to do surveillance on Trump and all of Trump's people.
So they got to
Right.
protect
They
them.
got to protect him. It's a national
You can't
security
protect
issue.
them unless you have all their phone calls and
Yeah.
everything. I mean, they're protecting them.
Exactly. So it's all this
They protected them.
hidden thing.
Those Iranians Iranians are dumb people. Just they were never noticed that this is a building totally unguarded with this right line of sight, a couple hundred yards away. They go, oh no, we can't do this.
Well,
but this idiot did it. So yeah, right.
The whole thing is silly. And Trump commented.
And of course, they can come across the border anytime they want to. They don't have to apply.
Let's go back to, like I said, to me, it's like, okay, so Iran's the enemy. It's kind of understandable where they're coming from. What's not understandable.
They're not the enemy, Julie. Israel's the enemy.
Oh, yeah. And what's why the Biden-Harris administration is working with them. And Trump kind of addressed this at a rally today in his usual Trump fashion. And Doug, if we could please play the Trump soundbite.
But if I were the president, I would inform the threatening country, in this case Iran, that if you do anything to harm this person, we are going to blow your largest cities and the country itself to smithereens. We're going to blow it to smithereens. You can't do that. And there would be no more threats. There would be no more threats. But right now, we don't have that leadership or the necessary people, the necessary leaders. We have two people, not one. We don't even know who our president is right now. Who is our president right now? We really don't know, but we have two people, not one, that only keep looking. And when you do that, when you just look, trouble always ensues. So it's big trouble for our country. Meanwhile, we have the president of Iran in our country this week. We have large security forces guarding him, and yet they're threatening our former president and the leading candidate to become the next president of the United States. Certainly a strange set of circumstances.
Well, and it is, right? So it's okay. So the FBI, on the one hand, is going to Grassley. They're briefing the Trump campaign. Hey, look, we have these credible threats that Iran wants to try to assassinate you, Donald Trump. Now, the president of Iran is here. And rather than saying, hey, can we just have a conversation and see what's going on here? And maybe we will blow you to smithereens if you do assassinate Trump. No, what do? They give the president of Iran really carte blanche and more protection than they give Donald Trump, right?
Well, it's important.
It's kind of like...
Well, I promise you, the president of Iran, you don't want Secret Service.
Yeah.
You know, I got my own guys. Don't worry about it.
Really.
I got my own guys.
Well, and then this is alarming, too. Tulsi Gabbard talked about this, too, where she said, you know, you can't trust anything. And then she talks about this poll, which initially I was like, no, that can't be right. But then I read it, and it was right. I thought this was just like a headline blowing it up. But if we could, Doug, please play the Tulsi Gabbard soundbite.
Yes, it is deeply disturbing to see that, you know, Iran is supporting these assassination attempts, but they're not the only ones. We know that the drug cartels, that any of these entities that President Trump is a threat to their existence, they are trying to take him out. And President Biden's unwillingness to ensure his security from the get-go is absolutely unconscionable. The other thing that is also of great concern is a recent Rasmussen poll, Sean, real quick, that showed almost 30% of Democrats are quietly hoping that Donald Trump is assassinated. And this is a direct consequence of the years-long effort to dehumanize President Trump so that people don't feel so bad about doing these kinds of incredulous actions and attempts on his life.
I mean, that's astonishing to me. Number one, that having all this information, knowing all this information, even if the FBI manufactured it all so they could have Trump under surveillance, and yet to say, no, you don't get this. What did we find out today? That the reason they didn't have a drone over any of these things is because a Secret Service agent in charge of operating the drone couldn't figure out how to do it. And was on the phone.
We have a drone at the Chronicle, and I understand it can be a little difficult. You got some training on it. You just kind of.
Smiley figured it out. So, but here's the thing. So the Secret Service agent in charge of the drone was on the phone, apparently, to customer service, right? So she's talking to some AI chatbot, right? Trying to figure out how to fly the drone.
Which button do I push?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's insane, right? And at a certain point, I'm sorry, you can't just keep saying, oh, well, it's just incompetent. No. And then you have, so these known threats. And again, I'm skeptical about whether, you know, some FBI agent, GI FBI agent, sort of, hello, I am from Iran and I want to assassinate President Trump. You know, I mean, something like that. So they could launch all these FISA warrants on him again in the interest of national security. But either way, having that, they don't increase the security. But even more appalling, I mean, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I love that one that they didn't guard the building right in front of the stage because it was too hot. And the Iranians going, "Oh, that's a little hot up there. It's a little, it's above
I
our
know we live
working
in a desert
conditions.
and all.
Yeah, it's a little too hot, so leave that alone. Leave that alone."
Jihadi union rules say you get water breaks if it's over 85 degrees and it's too hot up there. So I'm sorry, we're going to have to cancel the assassination attempt. Meanwhile, the Secret Service agent is on the phone with customer service. How do I turn the drone on? I mean,
No wonder they turned down the offer of drones from the local people in
yeah, because they can't
Pennsylvania.
work
They
them.
didn't know how to work them.
They could have got a 12-year-old out there, right? They couldn't have, Rev could have worked the drone. Well, there's that, but more disturbing too,
More disturbing.
more disturbing is the poll that Rasmussen poll, and granted, Rasmussen sort of leans Republican, but that 30% of Democrats
Well, it's clearly
wouldn't
a
have a
fault.
problem
It's
if Trump.
clearly a false poll. It's more like 90%. I mean,
What?
30%. Are you kidding me? Do you think Joe Biden would mind Trump dying? You think Kamala Harris? You think Christopher Ray, whether it's Merrick Garland? What are you, I'm 30%? You got to be kidding me. 30% will admit to a pollster saying, "I don't care if you kill him." 30% will admit that. But if you ask, if this is a blind poll and you won't be, but it'd be 90%. It'd be 90. Well,
And
and can you
that's
blame him? Because Biden and everybody else says he's a threat to our democracy. He's a threat to everything we hold dear. Why would you care that somebody is a threat to democracy? It's like, "Oh, I don't want Hitler killed."
yeah, this is Leo. How to guard Trump. Rev with a drone, some good old boys with their pickup trucks and hunting rifles, and some retirees with their metal detectors. Job done. Exactly. They couldn't do any worse, right? At least they would probably care. And at least they would, Rev with the drone could tell the guys in the pickup, hey, look, there's a guy in the roof over there, and they would go say, hey, what the heck are you
Yeah, what are
doing?
you doing up there?
Yeah. Well, it is, though. I mean, I guess you're right, but it is, to me at any rate, just disturbing that you've come to a place where people would actually admit that no, they're okay if they hate Trump so much. And you got to wonder about that, right? They hate Trump so much that they would be okay if he got assassinated. That's a degree, it is, as Tucker Carlson says, that's a degree of evil operating in this country and a degree of evil revealed, I
Look,
believe, in the Democrat
30% are
Party.
willing to admit it.
Right. That you would actually, to support your political beliefs, think that it is better to have the political candidate who you don't like assassinated than just have a fair election, right? That's a degree of evil, I think, that we have not
Well,
seen. Well, at least maybe this,
what
they're taking the
percentage
mask off. I think it was always
what
there.
percentage of the Confederates were upset by Lincoln being assassinated? Not a lot. Not a lot. They can, "Oh, that's terrible." And
Yeah.
here, do you think Morning Joe would care if Trump were assassinated? No.
Well, they know they'd be in this 30%. They would be, in
Well,
the
it's
end,
not
justifies their
30%, it's
means.
90%, but
Yeah.
30% is willing to admit it to a pollster who has his phone number.
Yeah. In the meantime, the Democrats, something must be, everything coming from the media, from Charlene, everything coming from the media is propaganda and programming. That's right. And I think it's working less and less. And they're trying some more because Kamala Harris now is going to go to the border. Now, I don't think she said
It's on and
when.
off, on and
I don't
off.
know if I don't know if it's going to be too
What
dangerous.
border? I don't see. Hey, it looks
Yeah,
good.
yeah, yeah.
I don't see any
Oh,
problem
you mean
here.
the border with Virginia?
Oh,
But even CNN, Scott Jennings, an analyst there on
yeah, he's a
CNN.
great analyst. They got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah, he'll
He's
get rid of
way
him
too good. He
because
is way
he's
too good.
saying this is not going to work. If we could please play the Kamala, Doug, the Kamala border soundbite.
Oh, where we are, we showed the poll. She's down on this issue. Going to the border is not going to fix that. I don't know if you all have seen the video. There's this amazing video of her from a couple of years ago out chanting, down with mass deportation. Doug was right behind her chanting along. I mean, her views on this are so obvious. Going to rallies and chanting, running on it in 2019, 2020. I mean, we know where she is on immigration vis-a-vis Donald Trump. Going to the border is not going to change that. The American people are going to see him as tough on it, tougher than she will ever want to be on it. They don't trust Democrats on this issue because of the last 3.5 years, the day one executive orders, and then waiting until the shadow of an election to try to pay some lip service to it. It's not going to work.
Yeah, look at this guy. The other guy next to her going, "Oh, no, no, no."
Did you see? I thought was kind of funny. First, what was it? The CNN panelist with the shirt off. That's kind of weird. Yeah, but and
guy or girl?
It was a woman. But I mean, it wasn't off, but it was just like the off the shoulder look. It's a kind of weird look. But
stripping for the camera.
What you notice is, at least I notice, is all the CNN panel people there, the other ones, they were just kind of looking dejected. I mean, they were kind of like going, yeah, you're right. I mean, it is a stupid idea. I mean, if you, there's no way she can go to the border and make anyone believe she cares.
Yes, she can.
Well, the Democrats already know she doesn't care, and they'll be able to jump up and down, like Charlene says. The media will say, see, Kamala cares, Kamala cares.
Oh, yeah, you think they're going to go, this is a joke. No, this is great. She's, you know, she's, Donald Trump, he told his people not to vote for a ridiculous border bill that would increase this. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're going to have all the NGOs there registering everybody to vote and giving their names and all the things there. Well, and what's one of the things, again, to talk about the evil, because there's been, James O'Keefe has something coming out about the children. So what is it they're saying? Some...
65.
Yeah, 365,000 children have been
misplaced.
They've been brought across the border.
We don't know where they are.
We have no idea.
Look at your local brothel, though. You may find a few of them.
Right. I mean, and James O'Keefe, it should be explosive. It hasn't been released yet. He's going to release it in the Tucker Carlson thing. But the he's talking to Border Patrol agents who say they have kids who are coming in with people. And the woman says, oh, I'm the mother. And then under questioning, it's clear that she's not the mother. But what happens is the kid is brought in anyway. So why is some woman not the kid's mother?
But the cruelty of separating children at the border under Trump, it was just disgusting. So they're Democrats. They're humane. They're caring people.
And I mean, the cruelty, and again, just the outright evil involved in this, that you would allow 365,000 that we know about children brought illegally into this country. I mean, these
none of them is brought. They're out there. They don't know where they are.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. They have no idea where they are. And it doesn't take a lot of, you know, deep thinking to be like, well, they weren't dropped off at fun orphanages and foster homes who are now, you know, giving them a, you know, an Ivy League education. No, these are kids, and they're not.
I wouldn't give an Ivy League education either these days.
The other thing is, too, is they're not being put, and these, we're talking little kids, right? We're talking
little toddlers.
We're not talking 18-year-olds or 17 and a half-year-olds.
Or 30-year-olds. Pretending to be 18.
Right. No, these are children. So they're not working. I mean, you know, you don't see, there's no sweatshop where they're making Nike apparel or something like that in the United States.
There could be a couple of prostitution rings.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. All, I would say almost all of these children are involved in child sex trafficking. And then you look at, you look at the Diddy stuff and all the pictures of him with all the Democrats and the celebrities and things like that. And this is what they really don't want revealed, too.
Right.
I mean,
including Oprah.
Was she at the parties too?
Well, she's a big supporter of Diddy.
So here's the thing. So anyone who is supporting this, and Kamala Harris going to the border, she's not going to address this. And it's such an ugly topic. It's hard to talk about, right? Nobody wants to talk about that. But the bottom line is, these children are somewhere, and the Democrats who pretend they care, and they're like, oh, let the people in because it's, you know, it's humane.
We're so humane.
These children are somewhere, right? And they're somewhere not good. They're dead when they're God bless you. They're dead when they're no longer useful, or they're dead when they get too old, right? Yeah. And that's what happens to them. And the Democrats don't care, right? And so Kamala Harris, again, it's just that, it's just, it's evil. No, they haven't said that yet. Okay, this is from Leo. Let's see. From Jim Jackson, when Trump is actually elected for the third time, they're going to go absolutely crazy. Yes. Leo, I'd rather be an Amazon driver than a Border Patrol agent right now. At least a little sense of self-worth. Yeah. I feel bad for them. Yeah. Oh, you should see in the video, the James O'Keefe, if you see the teaser, the agents are crying, right? And then from Johnny Johnson, running for HD5, remember the movie A Star Is Born at the end when Chris Christopherson character dies and the DJ said he was like my brother? That's what the Democrats would say about Trump. These are some bad people who only care about power. Yes, they are. And they don't care what happens to children. They don't care what happens to women. They don't care what happens to girls in sports.
They care deeply about reproductive rights.
Yeah, reproductive rights. It's of
killing
the
babies.
Yeah, of the children who they brought in. So That will do it for us.
That'll be doing it for you and me.
And me.
And me. We'll have on Wednesday, I guess,
Friday,
coming
Friday. Party
Friday.
Friday.
Friday, we're gonna have a couple guests for the New Green Deal part of the
Oh, that's right. The New Green
program.
Deal part of that. The New Green
So
Deal pro
we're gonna
pharmaceutical.
have Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg's gonna be on our program, and it's gonna be you'll love Greta once you meet her. I mean,
What?
she's gotten a bad kind of rap as Asperger's, and no, she'll be here. And we'll have John Kerry. John Kerry's
Yeah.
flying in on his big
And Joe
jet,
Biden.
and well, nah, it's a little ugly to do that, but we'll have some other great ones as part of the New
And
Green
we'll
Deal
talk
program.
about, we'll explore more of this whole Chris Murray scandal. So,
And Chris Murray supports the New Green Deal.
yeah.
So,
Thank you to everybody on Zoom. Thank you.
bye-bye, everybody.
Bye bye. We'll see you on Party Friday.
Take care.